I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's the dream of parents that their children will grow up to have more prosperous lives than they did. But a new report from the World Bank finds that is not happening in much of the developing world, where upward mobility has stalled. For 30 years, upward mobility has stalled. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Researchers from the World Bank looked at two kinds of upward mobility: absolute,
which is a simple question of, are you doing better than your parents?
And, says World Bank economist Ambar Narayan, relative mobility,
which is whether your position or your rank in society, how dependent is that on your parents' rank?
In other words, can people born into poverty rise above their circumstances? On both measures, he says progress in the developing world has been stuck for three decades. Climbing the socioeconomic ladder is generally easier in higher-income countries. The report looks at the chances of someone reaching the highest levels of education if their parents were at the bottom. Anna Ravenga is with the Brookings Institution.
The U.S. ranks smack in the middle of all these 140 countries. For a country that's among the richest in the world, that is not a very good performance.
Gender gaps are closing, and the report predicts soon it will be more common globally for girls to earn more education than their parents than it is for boys. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.